Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
Today is International Play Day, and it's all about encouraging kids to play and celebrating the importance of play to a child's development. And everybody loves to play.
Very important.
And you've got a wee boy called George who's five.
I do.
What's your favourite game to play? I'm not talking about board games. I'm talking about a game where you actually play a game together.
We play stuff. Okay, we spend a lot of time in the car, George and I, sadly. Yeah. So we play What Can You See Out of Your Window?
What can you see? How does that work then?
Basically, we choose a theme.
Is it I Spy?
It isn't I Spy, because we don't do something beginning with. So we choose a theme on this certain journey.
Yeah.
And maybe that theme today is animals.
Okay.
It's the person that hits.
Is that a cow?
Yeah, basically.
Do I win?
yeah. You win a point.
Right, okay.
He loves it. I know you're thinking it's rubbish, but actually he loves it.
Okay, my wee brother is 14 years younger than I am. So when he was three, I was 17, right? And we used to play this game called Slug. Now, how Slug worked was, I used to climb inside a sleeping bag.
This sounds wrong already.
Right. So here I am in a sleeping bag, and I would crawl along the ground with just my head sticking out the sleeping bag, going, slug, slug, slug. And he had to try and run.
Sorry. What?
And he had to run past me. Now, listen, hear me out. So he had to try and get from one side of the hall to the other side of the hall, getting past the slug without being, well, eaten. And when I caught him, I used to catch him by the leg and slowly drag him into the sleeping bag.
This isn't a game. This is torture.
The poor lad is scarred for life. He's nearly 30 now, and he
can't go in the garden in case he sees a slug. And he certainly can't go camping anymore.
That's right. No, he was supposed to go camping a couple of weeks ago. He didn't want to go, and it was all because of slug.
Slug.
Yeah. So that's our favourite game. But let's do a topic this morning. Let's get calls in from parents. And so what's your favourite game to play with the kids? All right, a game that maybe you've made up yourself. A game that where you make up the rules and you've even given it a name and stuff.
We play this great game called Let's Do the Washing Up.
Yeah.
He loves that game.
Let's Do the Dishes.
How long can you be quiet for?
Yeah,
that's a great game. That's another great game, that is. Dot from Armadale, hiya, what are you saying?
Hello there, how are you?
Alright, what are you saying?
Just along the same line as Lynn, we play a game in the car called Fat Nav instead of Fat Nav.
Fat Nav?
Yeah, we look for plumpish people in the car.
Dorothy! I'm not sure that's even allowed!
It keeps us amused and it makes the journey short.
Fat Nav! No! That's the best game ever! So you drive along deliberately looking for Greggs and McDonald's and stuff.
Not any journey, but if you're going on a long journey, it makes the journey pass so much quicker.
But then does it on the motorway? I don't imagine you'd see
that. Yeah, it's on the motorway, really. And, you know, if you're on a long journey, usually holiday time, and we'll play the Fat Nav game.
Fat Nav.
And we have so much fun doing it. It's amazing.
That's so good. Listen, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye, Dawn. So what games do you play with your kids? Lynn plays a game that isn't at all I Spy. It's what can you see out of the car window? But it's not I Spy.
He loves it. It keeps him entertained. It's educational.
Lorraine on Facebook says, we play I Spy. It's an old traditional, but my wee boy made us laugh so much. He said, I Spy with my little eye, something beginning with ch. Ch.
Okay.
Sure. So we went through everything. Chair, chimney, chalk, everything. Turns out it was traffic lights.
Oh, see? That's the stumper.
You'd be raging. Right, we give in, darling. What is it? Traffic lights.
We're not on the same alphabet as kids.
Hi, guys. When we're on a journey, this is from G. She says, my daughter and I, we play the reg game. You take the last three letters on a registration plate in the car in front, and you have to make a sentence out of it. So, for example, if it was SG10DLM, it would be donkeys love melons, or Dave licks marbles. It could have been Dave licks melons.
So many other
a whole lot worse.
Connotations.
And, hi, Boogie, we always play the Eddie Stobart bingo game. When we're in the car, very competitive. I once got 22 in one day.
Well, that's a good one.
Well, yeah, if you're going down the M6 or, you know, a long journey, the Eddie Stobart game is a great game.
A lot of haulage that day, wasn't it?
A lot of haulage that day, yeah. Let's go to the phones, and we got Brad from Drylaw. What are you saying, Brad?
Well, I was running low on golf balls, so I thought instead of buying some, I took the kids to the golf course with me.
Yes.
And I said, whoever finds the most golf balls will get a pound. They're all in the bushes, they're running about mad, coming back with all these balls. I went down with four, and I came back with about 50-odd one day.
And it cost you a pound?
It cost me a pound. But then I gave them all a pound each, so £3 in the end.
£3 for 50 golf balls?
I think that's a bargain.
And I got playing.
Yeah, I mean, if you buy three golf balls, you know, new ones, how much is a three golf ball sleeve?
Oh, I'm not sure. They're at least £6.99 or something.
Yeah, it's about £7. You got 50 for £3. That's child slavery, that is.
Slave labour.
Thanks, Brad.
Right, cheers, mate. Bye-bye.